Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about the Bible being one book, not 66 books. Let's continue with that today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
The last of those, the last living of those, was John, who the Holy Spirit of God breathed out every word of the book of Revelation. But when you look at here, the prophecy of this book, word book, is biblios. And so, if any man heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Now, understand, the book, biblios, it's a singular term, but it's inclusive. In other words, God is telling us that this book is part of the biblios, the Bible. It's the completion of what he started breathing out with Genesis and is finishing here with the book of Revelation. That's the idea behind it. Now, how would their name be blotted out if they've received Christ? Their name won't be blotted out if they've received Christ. However, what I want you to see is this. I believe, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, I believe that since he has no pleasure in the death of the sinner, but that he should repent. So there's no pleasure in sending people to hell. That he wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. When he said all men, he didn't mean all men that I'm thinking of or all men that I've elected. No, he's talking about all men, all humanity. He wants them saved. But because they have a free will, they can choose. But I believe that blotting out the name of the book of life means that when you were born, your name was already written in the book of life. But you live this life and you don't receive Christ as your personal Savior, you die, your name is blotted out of the book of life. You see, my friend, when you think of the rich man in hell, he's concerned. He says his brothers wouldn't get saved unless somebody come from the dead, actually somebody he knew maybe and raised from the dead, then they might repent, get saved, not come to this place, this hell, this place of torment and torture. And he's told, oh, they won't repent the one rose from the dead because they have Moses and the prophets. And that's what they had in that day of Jesus' day. So then, Moses and the prophets. And what does that tell us? That tells us they could have been saved had they looked and saw in that old, what we call the Old Testament, that there was the opportunity for them to come to Christ as Savior. Looking ahead. See, they got saved looking ahead to the Messiah that would come. That Lamb of God, we look back to that Messiah, that Lamb of God who came, his death, burial, and resurrection in our behalf. That's why he said, whosoever will. That's why he's saying here at the end of Revelation. So when I tell a Mormon there's no new revelation, no new writings, all they say, well, see, that just pertains to the book of Revelation. No, this is referring to the whole Bible. so often we see Jesus speaking, he's speaking of the Scriptures. He says the Scriptures have said. Yet he's speaking of one book. Jesus quoted Psalms. They say of the books of the law, the one he quoted the most was the book of Deuteronomy. Jesus talked of Jeremiah. He talked of Job. He talked of those things. He talked of those things. And his words were preserved for us from the New Testament. And so, people reject that. They go to hell. That's why if you as a Christian aren't a witness, you'll have blood. This is when I'm saying to the wicked, turn from his way, and that it's going to bring that eternal damnation on him, basically is what he's saying. You don't warn them. They'll die in their sin, but their blood will require at your hand. In other words, it's going to be a loss of reward for you. You're going to have the shame before all of heaven saying, you coward, you would not witness. You were so much up into yourself that it was below your dignity or whatever else that we could come up with ourselves to say about it. But the sin is on us. The blood is in our hands that we wouldn't even try. But if we try and that person rejects it, that person will still die in a sin and go to hell, but that blood is not on your hand. There's only reward. Those that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. Daniel chapter 12 tells us, but that doesn't mean how many actually got saved when you witnessed to them. See, when you're witnessing to a lost soul, you're turning them to righteousness. You're turning them to the way of salvation, because Christ is our righteousness, and he's the only way of salvation. And so when you're turning people to righteousness, you're turning them to Christ. And when you turn them to Christ, the way of salvation, the only way, we call it the death, burial, and resurrection, repentance and faith in that, receiving him as your Lord and Savior, that's turning them to righteousness if you turn them to the way. Now, if they reject it, they reject it, but you'll shine as the stars forever. They that turn many to righteousness, not how many they got saved, this is not a sales competition. It is the idea of giving the gospel. So again, if any man take away from the words of this prophecy, some have taken away from whosoever will, some have taken away from the idea of liberty is freedom from the power of sin over you instead of freedom to do what the flesh desires. It is liberty from the power of the flesh. But when you do things because the flesh likes it, but it's not godly in God's sight, it's worldly, then you are filthy as a Christian, and you need cleansing. And you need to come back. As 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. In other words, that blood's still at the mercy seat of heaven. And we'll sin in this life, and that blood, will, even though we've been saved, will still continue to cleanse on that sin. And that's why if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. So I have shared those verses trying to show you that Jesus Christ delivered us from the wrath to come because he loves us. And he's going to use his word in the idea of judgment. That's why his word is preserved. Now, Jesus said this. Now, again, to deny this, you've got to say Jesus Christ is a liar. You say, well, I've never called Jesus Christ a liar. Well, to try to come up with something different is to call him a liar. But in John chapter 5, verses 17 through 19, people call it the Sermon on the Mount. Remember it. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. Oh, wait a minute. Jesus said he didn't do away with the law. He fulfilled it. That's why he was a perfect sacrifice. He didn't come to do away with it. He fulfilled it in our behalf, that he might be a perfect sacrifice for our sins. When you learn that, then perhaps you're getting on the right path that you ought to go. He says, for verily I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle. Then preachers have said that's like the dot of an I or cross of a T. It is punctuation in the Greek, and we could have people argue about that, but really that's the idea behind it. Some people just want to find something to argue about to argue. But he says, I say to you, and this is Jesus saying, verily, truly. When he says verily, anytime you see that word verily, he's saying truly. I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now the question comes, has heaven and earth passed? Of course not. So it's still here. It's still preserved. As a matter of fact, it's preserved forever in heaven. It's a forever book. Verse 19, for whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Now, didn't we read in 1 John earlier, 2:15-17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If the Lord says his love's not in you, when you're loving the world and you want to do these things and you want to start calling people legalists that have stands against that worldliness. In other words, it is sin to bring rock music into the church for people to get up there dressed like Ken and Barbie to act like they are really with it, you know, and they're singing there. Oh, it's so glorious, isn't it? Well, my friend, let me tell you something. Those are the least in the kingdom of God. They're not bringing glory to his name. They're losing reward. But those who remain faithful, the same are called great in the kingdom of heaven because they remain faithful, they remain true, they stayed separated from sin and separated unto the Lord regardless of what they would go through. We think of Demas. I believe Demas is a saved man. I believe I'll see him in heaven. But he was a man who loved this, having loved this present world, departed. But there's a while where he was doing great. His name is mentioned in positive ways in other books of the Bible. But then, he went the other direction. Great is their reward in heaven, in that kingdom. I remember in college for finals, I would stay up all night reviewing the books, maybe, the lectures we had, the notes I took. Because I wanted to do well on those final exams. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands on the hills, may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.